Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Hours before tonight's debate, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris have released their tax returns. NPR's Brian Naylor reports Biden paid a federal tax bill of almost $300,000 for 2019.
The Bidens had taxable income of just under $945,000 last year. Running mate Kamala Harris and her husband, lawyer Douglas Emhoff, reported income of almost $3.1 million and paid federal taxes of almost $1.2 million. The release of Biden's and Harris's tax returns comes a few days after the New York Times reported that President Trump paid $750 in federal taxes in each of the 2016 and 2017 tax years and nothing in 10 of the previous 15 years. Trump has refused to release his tax returns and has called the Times report fake news. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
A victory for the family of Breonna Taylor, the young black woman shot multiple times during a narcotics raid carried out by Louisville police. Deliberations by a grand jury assembled to review the case will now be made part of the public record. Juanita Baker, who represents Taylor's mother, Timika Palmer, is clearly skeptical of Kentucky State Attorney General Daniel Cameron.
We always said we wanted the truth to be had. Daniel Cameron used a lot of wordplay last week in his press conference. And so I think America and Ms. Palmer deserve to know what actually did the grand jury have the ability to decide.
The decision to release the recordings was made by a circuit court judge after an anonymous member of the grand jury filed a motion to get the transcripts and recording into the public record. In Miami, local officials will continue issuing fines for people who don't wear face coverings in public, despite an order from Florida's governor banning fines. NPR's Greg Allen reports Miami-Dade County's mayor says he's taking a more cautious approach to the coronavirus.
Local officials in Florida were caught off guard Friday when Governor Ron DeSantis lifted all restrictions on businesses. In Miami-Dade County, Mayor Carlos Jimenez says local rules will still limit occupancy to 50% in many bars and restaurants. Fines for people who don't wear face coverings won't be collected, he says, until after the governor's emergency order expires. Jimenez says the number of cases has declined in the county because it's reopened slowly.
And my concern is that opening up too many things too quickly could lead us in the opposite direction.
Jimenez says a late-night curfew remains in place, even though the Miami Heat are in the NBA Finals. Let's celebrate, he said, by watching the Heat and the Lakers at home. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The virus that causes COVID-19 has generally affected older adults more than children, but with the start of the school year, the number of cases among school-age kids is rising. That's according to a report out today from the American Academy of Pediatrics. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 131 points. This is NPR. Longtime ruler of Kuwait has died. Sheikh Sabah El Ahmad Al Sabah ruled the oil-rich nation for decades and had pushed for closer ties to Iraq after the 1990 Gulf War. The emir's death was announced by the royal court. Sheikh Sabah was perhaps best known for his efforts to resolve a bitter dispute between Qatar and other Arab countries. He was 91 years old. The UK has imposed sanctions on Alexander Lukashenko, the president of Belarus, his son, and six other government officials. More from NPR's Frank Langford in London.
The UK will freeze Lukashenko's assets and institute a travel ban. In coordination with Canada, the British government is responding to the apparent rigging of the August presidential election and suppression of the resulting street protests. Britain's Foreign Office cited the torture and mistreatment of hundreds of peaceful demonstrators taken into custody. The UK said Lukashenko has, quote, refused to engage in dialogue with the opposition, choosing instead to double down on his violent repression. More than 12,000 people have been arrested since Lukashenko was declared the winner in an election that the opposition and the US government said was fraudulent. The European Union says it does not recognize Lukashenko as president of Belarus because of the mass protests questioning the outcome. Russian President Vladimir Putin supports Lukashenko. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
The Tennessee Titans are suspending all in-person activities for the pro football team through Friday. That's after three players and five team personnel tested positive for the coronavirus. 4 weeks into the season, Tennessee is the first NFL team to have a virus outbreak. They played the Minnesota Vikings last week. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.